to be quite honest, I feel like Colorado State is going to be the peak of what we see in the Chad Morris era through a season and a half. And I say that because he's consistently showed the inability to coach himself out of, or coach himself to win, because we score points initially, we do good things initially, but there is no consistency with our offense, there is no consistency with our defense, and I feel like what we have right now is a follower in the position of a leader.
But after seeing a coach that takes 55 seconds after you get scored on, you're sitting there 55 seconds before halftime, and you do whatever the crap they done, I don't even know what to call it. I looked over at my buddy who was watching the game again together, and I said, why don't they just get on the dadgum bus and go home right now? If you're going to do that, take your ass to the bus and get on it and go home.
We need to fish or cut bait. I say we cut bait. We went down there to paint. I have never in my life, I was so excited when it was ending up, and I thought, you know, maybe this coach has... Listen, y'all, I like the guy. I've met him several times. And I'm calling anybody up there today that'll answer a phone, which will probably be zero. And they're not going to take my call, so Scott Verity, yes, I'm calling you out. Hunter, your check, you better hide somewhere. If y'all don't take my phone call... Tomorrow morning, I'll be driving up there, and I will stand in your hallway until you freaking open the door to go to the bathroom. I'm telling you, I've had enough. Y'all, we're the worst team in the SEC.
A football team can't learn how to win if your coach is coaching not to lose. And we had a coach showed up Saturday playing not to lose.
There's a two-headed snake at the U of A right now. And that snake is made up of mediocrity. We got, I realize, brother, your check, because this is addressed to you, sir. I realize you did prior, Coach Morris. I realize that. And I realize mediocrity, that snake was there at the U of A when you got there. But what I'm more interested in, is there a plan in place right now at this very moment? You can bring Coach, let me tell you something. I've never seen a coach in any conference start out 0 wins in a conference.
Whenever Coach Morris was hired, I was very optimistic about his hiring. I was kind of excited about it. But over the last 2 years, I've watched him on the sideline, and he looks very defeated. He almost looks as if he's in over his head.
You know, what could have, should have, and all these guys, they should have played this way, should have gone that way. But the truth of the matter is, we've got other competitors that we play against week in and week out that are taking these 2- and 3-star kids, and they're making us look like fools on the football team. It comes down to coaches. You know, I took a small group of girls, and we turned them into an amazing softball team, and these were girls that no other team in the world would even want to play with. And it came down to teaching fundamentals and starting at the bases and coming back, but the girls believed in themselves. They went up against teams that they were expected to get beat by the rules. You know, we beat teams that nobody ever dreamed we'd beat within 2 years, and it all came down to the fact that you teach your kids to be leaders. You're a leader to your kids, and it all comes down to, and they believe in themselves, and then they play.